This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So we asked the question earlier before, what does that song say? What a difference a day makes? Well, as we've been talking about this morning, folks, on the program, the word of the day is backtrack, and that's exactly what Mayorkas had to do. That's exactly what Karine Jean-Pierre had to do, all because nobody knew that Joe Biden was going to come out and say what he said. What kind of topsy-turvy, upside-down world do you live in where you just don't know from day to day exactly what the policy is going to be? But when that policy starts to align and starts to make sense, well, you can count on Joe Biden to come out and say, nope, that's not what we're doing. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the broadcast. Don't forget our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We're broadcasting live here on this Friday/weekend edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course, up on the satellite with GCN. Good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. To those of you working across the overnights in America, whether you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, you're working a shift, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're spending time with us. We're glad that you found us. Again, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line. And we're glad to have our good friend, Frank Salvato from Underground USA. He's also the author of the book, Nullification. And welcome aboard, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. And so what do you make of this whole thing about we're going to build part of the wall? No, we're not going to build part of the wall. No, we're probably building the wall. What's all this going on?
Well, obviously he went off script because his handlers usually do a better job of at least keeping moving in the same direction. So he had a moment where he went off script and completely went back on what their plan was, which was to placate the people who want the wall built about a year out of the election.
Absolutely right about that. Yeah, it's all about the timing right now and looking like they're trying to do something that people will say, oh, okay, yeah, they're trying. Maybe we'll vote for them again.
Absolutely. And you're going to see this happen on many more subjects as we move forward. You'll see him back off the very hard stances, the very hard left stances, neo-fascist stances that they've been taking for the last 2+ years. And that's just to try and get people to question whether or not they really want to burn his house to the ground or not. Because there's a lot of Democrats who are completely unthrilled with his performance because he's not governing as a Democrat. He's governing as a fascist. And I use that word literally. When you have a governmental organization that cannot get anything legitimately pushed through into law, you use the private sector and you use the agencies to coerce people into doing what you want. That's fascism. That's exactly what he has been doing ever since he took office with the very first executive order.
And do you think this is one of the reasons why, for example, when it comes to talking about the Trump candidacy, you've got this very strong connotation from many in the media and on the far left that, oh, no, Trump is going to be the fascist. He's going to take away your rights. He's going to destroy democracy. I mean, the list just goes on because it's that old adage, what the far left is really doing, they try to project onto everybody else.
Absolutely. That's the modus operandi of the progressive movement. And today, and I'm not shy about saying this, today it's a neo-fascist movement. When they accuse their opponents of doing something, especially if it's alarming, that it indicates what they themselves are doing. And it's happened over and over and over again, going all the way back to the first run Hillary Clinton had. You know, think about how vocal Hillary Clinton was about Russian interference, Russian collusion. Well, who was colluding with the Russians?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's all about Russia. And, you know, and they know, Frank, too, that it takes time for sometimes for this stuff to come out and be fully refuted or go through the courts or something like that. And to be honest, I think they just don't care. They understand the timeline, and all they want to do is get a win and then deal with it later on and then make up something else.
Ever since the Clintons, and I keep going back to them because that is a landmark time in American politics. Ever since the Clintons, it has been about the Alinsky rules. Win at all costs, slash and burn politics. If they can't get you on the merits, they smear you. Their favorite go-to is a sex scandal. And if it happens on their end and they get caught, they start movements like Move On. MoveOn.org. Think about it. This guy was impeached. They had evidence, including DNA evidence, ahem. And, oh, we had to move on from that because it's for the good of the country. Have you heard anybody saying, from the left, saying we have to move on from January 6th or we have to move on from Donald Trump? No. They're using him as a marketing staple. And they are parading him up and down the streets in a painted portrait that they controlled. So far from the truth and so far from what the facts were as they paint. The portrait isn't accurate at all. You know, they started first off, bam, he's a racist. He's a racist. Well, look at his track record and who his friends were in New York before he got into politics hardcore.
Absolutely. He was almost universally beloved, you know, overall. And suddenly, yeah, he became like the worst person in the world. Frank, hold the thought there real quick because we're going to come back from our break here in just a few moments. And we'll be back, folks, more with Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification, 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, we're taking care of business, folks, here in the overnights across America. This is the place for news and politics across the overnight hours throughout America. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and opine. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. We'll be right back to our special guest, Frank Salvato, here in just a few moments. You know, Eric chimed in over the break talking about the whole thing with the smear campaigns, but sometimes when that doesn't work, sometimes you get these suspicious circumstances he talks about, like people who suddenly commit suicide or things like that, single car accidents. He's very, very right about that. Eric, you're right on track with that. Okay, so folks, this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, of course. We appreciate them very much. Head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start because, of course, it has all these great ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 to help support the body's natural responses to inflammation. And that, of course, this is where you have swelling and pain. So, folks, check out the 1995 3-week quick start because all you have to lose is pain. All right, right back to Frank Salvato. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, the border issue and whether or not to build or not to build the wall and to build part of the wall, you know, this is going to be, I think, moving forward, obviously, to some degree, an embarrassment for the administration. But it does point up the need to actually have to do something. And do you think some of the busing some of these migrants, and by comparison, it's very small, but taking them to New York or other big blue cities that just want to be sanctuary cities in name only, they don't really want to be sanctuary cities, has that helped to bring this to the fore where it can't be ignored anymore?
Well, of course. When you have people like Kathy Hochul saying, well, maybe the whole policy isn't really that great because we don't want them here. And you have the mayor of Chicago saying, maybe we don't want them here. And the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, saying, you know what? We want to, the sanctuary cities are good, but not here. They're exposing their double standard that everybody who studies politics with eyes wide open have seen for years. They want to be able to wear the badge of sanctuary city, but they don't want to expend any tax dollars to support that claim. And they definitely don't want to have to deal with the housing problem. When you've got mayors, Adams in New York, the idiot in Chicago who every week says everything is fine. He's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House screaming everything is fine, yet there's murder in the streets. When they're ordering tents in bulk to create tent cities for the small number of illegal aliens that were bused to their locations by mayors who deal with this issue every single day of every single year on the border, it exposes the hypocrisy for all to see. You can't deny it anymore when that happens. So, yeah, with the shipping of the illegals from the border towns, who are overwhelmed and have been for decades, worse today, but decades. With the shipping of those people up north to the blue state braggadocious sanctuary locations, they've exposed the hypocrisy. And when people see, when even the non-aware start seeing that, going, wow, you know, I thought these guys were benevolent and they were supposed to accept the downtrodden, you know, the people who are just coming here to get a new lease on life. When they start saying, we don't want them anymore, and we have to ship them someplace else. Well, you need to answer for that. And that's why all of a sudden the wall's getting built. You're going to see the borders get a little bit stricter where the federal government is concerned. And just wait, because Dickie Durbin will trot out the fact that we have to make everybody citizens, hopefully before the next election. But right. That's going to be the next one.
Well, you know, you mentioned as well, Frank, in addition to the border, there's going to be other policies that are going to suddenly look like they're turning around to be more, let's just say, for lack of a better term, centrist or sort of less extreme than what they already are right now. And that is, again, is the bait and switch.
Yeah, you're going to find out that on the policies that they've been the most Maoist on, that they go quiet on those. You're barring any massive public shooting, you're going to hear them start to have a little bit more tolerant language when it comes to the Second Amendment. You're not going to see as many hollow bills being floated in Congress about stripping people of their Second Amendment rights. You're going to see them start backpedaling in public about their grotesque opposition to free speech. Even as they continue to try to figure out to work a way around what the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on how they coerce social media organizations into censoring political free speech. But watch for the rhetoric to change. Watch for it to soften. Watch for them to start ignoring issues they've been trying to jam down your throat. You know, another perfect example is the strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Biden went out there to get on the picket lines with the auto workers, and then people started saying, "Well, you know, your policies are that's what's killing the auto workers."
Right.
Market, what are you doing? And all of a sudden, well, maybe I shouldn't show up anymore because I'm a union guy because it's election time. You know, so that's the kind of metamorphosis you're about to see here. the neo-fascist line, neo-fascist policies are going to soften dramatically at least until the second Tuesday in November of 2024, should they win. God forbid.
Right. Well, and you're right about that, because obviously then they feel that none of this sells itself. You know, their current policies or their current stances or who they really are underneath, that doesn't sell itself, and they've got to go out and deceive the American public. Well, you mentioned as well, Frank, about the idea of sort of the Maoist policies. Well, Mao got a sort of a celebration, for lack of a better term, in New York City this last Sunday, I believe. New York City Mayor Eric Adams went to a Chinese government-linked festivity called China's National Day or something, where they raised the red flag and they celebrated the founding of the People's Republic of China under, you guessed it, Mao Zedong. And I thought that wasn't such a great thing back then in 1949.
No, and I believe 80 million people would agree with you.
Right, right.
But they don't have any voices anymore, because when Mao came into power, he eliminated 80 plus million people who did not immediately and totally take a knee to what he wanted to do with government. The Great Purge. He had people who were high school and college aged, turning in their parents, turning in their neighbors, not just for ridicule, but to be executed. And for a sitting mayor of New York to celebrate Chairman Mao, he should be removed from office. But then again, living in New York and recognizing the mentality of the people who vote in that city and what they consider to be good government, you might as well make it a satellite city of the People's Republic of China. They should all be walking around with little red books because they want to redistribute wealth and own the means of production. And, oh, yeah, let's put some brown shirts on and make the Nazis look like nothing.
Right, right. Well, but, you know, you talk about the idea of turning in your parents, and we always see that as being extreme or something that happens in the history books. But in this culture nowadays, it seems like, well, wait a minute, you know, maybe that could not be so far-fetched because, you know, hey, this wokeness, I mean, this is where, you know, we're progressing now, and maybe people, they're just not with the program. Maybe they need some extra help to understand that kind of stuff.
I got a friend of mine in the political circles that I travel in who, whenever I use the term progressive, he says there's nothing progressive about them. It's regressive. They're moving away from freedom. They're moving away from liberty. They're moving away from moving forward into a free world and regressing into a world of totalitarianism. And it's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And COVID was a prime example of this. If your neighbor didn't get the jab, isn't wearing a mask.
That's right. Exactly. That was the mentality. Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
Sounds great. Folks, we'll be right back right after these short messages with Frank Salvato. I'm Kyle Warren, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in. See you on the other side.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to endorse Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Yesterday, Texas Representative Troy Nels claims on X he and Trump spoke on the phone and that Trump will be endorsing Jim Jordan. But Trump on Thursday also threw his hat into the ring as well, telling Fox News that he would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans figure out who will succeed Kevin McCarthy. UAW President Sean Fain is expected to address union members today on where contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three automakers stands. Fain announced more walkouts over the past couple of weeks. There has reportedly been progress made in talks with Stellantis and Ford Motor Company. It's reported Ford has made a significant offer. It includes a large pay raise and the end of tiers for employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're burning. We sure are, folks. Friday/weekend edition here. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in if you'd like to opine. We're going to get right back to our special guest, Frank Salvato from Underground USA. He's .com, by the way. He's also the author of the book Nullification, and we'll be talking with him here in just a few moments. First, we want to let you know that MyPillow is bringing you this part of the program. The MyPillow 2.0 is available, of course. You got the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towels, and they've got unbelievable discounts going on right now. Check out MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Also, check them out, 1-800-641-5459 if you want to talk to a real person. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, promo code is CAPTAIN. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Good morning. One of the things I also wanted to ask you about was obviously now there's going to be the race is on for speaker, but what has to happen now after this event that occurred earlier in the week where Kevin McCarthy was ousted? Where do we go from here, and can we see it from here wherever we're going?
Well, the next speaker is going to have to be somebody that everybody has respect for, and that's a hard commodity to find inside the Beltway. Everybody's got their own agenda. The names that I'm hearing being floated of Jordan and Scalise, those are two people who've rolled held their bones. I believe everybody in the Republican caucus can agree that that Jordan is someone who would do a good job. I don't know why he would want the job, seeing as how everybody wants to take their gaffing hooks and rip into your flesh in their direction at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But he would be a good one. Scalise, you're going to have a tough time trying to put him in crosshairs to benefit your positions after what he went through on the ball field a few years back with getting shot by a radical leftist. So those are two decent people who could make the Republican caucus a little bit more cohesive. And now that we're hearing rumblings about, well, here are my conditions for being a uniter, if you put me in during the campaign to be speaker coming out of the Trump sphere, that was a curveball that came out of left field, although people have been talking about wanting to draft him to do it. I don't think it's very wise for him to be floating that with all that he's got going on, and this is why. The left sees him as red meat, and it just galvanizes the unity in that party and in that voter demographic. The people who don't like him just don't like him. And it gives them a rallying cry going into the final stretch for 2024. So it would be better to get somebody who is massively respected and already elected to office, like a Jordan or a Scalise. And let's remember, you could have a dark horse candidate too, but they're going to have to get back to the basic principles of the Republican Party, which is limited and less government, less taxation, and they need to stand on this opportunity that we have at this point in time with a conservative Supreme Court and dial back the regulatory totalitarianism that's coming out of Washington. Someone like that at the helm, everyone can get behind on the right, even the very, very far right. So, you know, like I said, Jordan, Scalise, two good names.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about as well, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, the idea of trying to cover even the far right, because, you know, you've got several of these more far right representatives like Matt Gaetz. What's to say that there wouldn't be another one person who's going to call for another vote to vacate the speakership? Are they going to be able to surmount that whole condition right there?
Well, the genie's out of the bottle. It's like the impeachment process with the left. Once the genie was out of the bottle, that we're going to use it as a political tool, there's no putting that genie back in. You know, now it's a matter of day-to-day politics. The speakership, whether it's on the left or the right, even although the left, they tend to march rank and file a lot more cohesively than the right, but they're still going to be looking over their shoulder because smaller factions, like the Squad or the very far right of the Republican Party, they're going to use it as a political sledgehammer. You have to satisfy our demands, or we'll always be sending that pendulum across your head 24/7, 375. These are not supposed to be political actions. They're supposed to be actions that have consequences for bad behavior.
Right, exactly.
Some would say that McCarthy executed bad behavior because he made promises and then didn't come through. But that's politics in the 21st century. We, the people, have tolerated politicians lying to us for so long that they do it with abandon. They'll promise one thing when they're running for something and then completely abandon it when they achieve the elected position that they want. So if we want to stop... You must, at the voting level, tell them you can't lie to us anymore.
Well, exactly. But they'll come in, they'll say, well, circumstances have changed. That was then, this is now, you know, given the new set of circumstances, I, you know, and exactly. There's always some kind of explanation for that. But certainly, you know, moving forward, even Jim Jordan was talking about taking all these things to the American people, because I think people are really tired of kind of what you're describing here. There's the sword of Damocles, first of all, hanging above their head. You know, whoever's going to become speaker, but also though there's this, you know, political theater, and we've always had that to one degree or another, but now it's truly become almost entertainment to where it's, look, I got you, well, I got you back, and I got this, and I had this zinger, and people are saying, well, wait a minute, our problems haven't changed here on the ground while you guys are going at it like this.
Yeah, that's especially at the national level, and in some very blue states, it's the same. My girlfriend has been saying this for quite some time. She goes, you know, our politics is the Hunger Games. And we're all, the electorate, we're all District 12. You know, everybody who's in control in the swamp and so, like places like Albany and Springfield and Sacramento, they're capital city. They view this as a spectator sport for their entertainment, where and everybody else has to pay. Everybody else must work for their enjoyment, whether it's politically or to extract tax dollars from you. That's got to end. That's got to end. And I love Jordan's choice of language because he says we have to take it to the people. The only thing he could have added there as an exclamation point is because we serve the people. We don't govern over them. We govern for them. And we've right. got to get back to that. It's an absolute must.
You know, you hear politicians say, you know, if commentators, politicians all together, the American people want, the American people need, the American people this, the American people that. And I often wonder that the American people aren't monolithic, but generally speaking, just like we were talking about before, the far left or the Democrat Party elite, they know that their policies don't sell themselves, so they have to soften it all up. So there is that middle there of people who are just trying to be reasonable and live their lives, and you know, I think that's what the American people think, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, elections are one in the middle. They're not one on the base. The base will always vote for their party, period. Even if they hate the candidate, they're not going to vote for the other party. So the bases are rank and file. You find a little bit of red meat to throw in there to get them cohesive before an election. But then everything centers on the center. You must capture that center demographic in politics, otherwise you don't win. And that's why you
exactly.
see when these candidates go from location to location, they change their rhetoric, they change what they promise, they change their focus because they're playing to the room, they're not playing to the country. And that's what's got to stop. Yeah, we've got to be able, in the age of information, we should be able to call them on the carpet for when they change their message from location to location and say, you know what, that's not what you said, Chicago.
Well, that's right. Well, now we have it's a little bit easier to do that with all the video that goes on all the time. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the author of the book Nullification. Thanks for sticking around, and we will talk to you again on Monday, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Thank you. Once again, everybody, Frank Salvato. I'm Kyle Warren. The number is 1-877-969-8600. We're back with Patrick Hyland right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Racing across your radio dial here in the early morning hours. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line. And we are the nexus of news and political talk in the overnight hours all across America. And we're glad that you found us here. And we're glad to be with you. All right, we're going to be talking with the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, here in just a few short moments right before I tell you. Or right after, rather, I tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're the very best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And, of course, they've been around forever, and they're from the local area there in Sarasota. And so from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. But here's the other thing, folks. You can find them at dominicsblinds.com. That's DOMENICKS Dominic's Blinds.com. Dominic's Blinds.com. And so go check them out there, because they may be able to help you from wherever you are all across this great country of ours. So once again, folks, Dominic's Blinds.com. All right, so right over to Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. And Patrick, I hate to say, but we start off with a little bit of sad news from the world of football. Dick Butkus has passed away, I believe, at the age of 80, I believe.
You are correct, Kyle. And he got to witness up in heaven yesterday, the Chicago Bears beating the Washington Redskins 40-20. Now, Dick Butkus, great guy. People don't realize he had a big heart. When he was on the field, he was a tiger, you know, a bear.
Right, and, exactly.
You know, but he was just a good guy, and he had some fun in the Hollywood, you know, doing some things and doing some commercials, and just a good guy overall. I mean, for the way he played the game, to make it to 80 is surprising. You know, I'm sure, you know, they'll do some research on that body. But he played all out, man. He gave it his all, and he was a great football player, and kind of crazy how the Chicago Bears woke up last night and played great and won 40-20. Just
That's
funny how things work out, you know, in that department. How about the baseball playoffs, man? We're getting to it now. You know, it's funny how the all four playoff series were 2-0. That's very surprising. Normally that doesn't happen. You at least go three games, one of the series, if not two. Some of them all go the three-game series, but not this year. So we'll see how that pans out now. You know, you got the Phillies and the Braves and the Astros and the Rangers. And, it's going to be really a tight race. See if the Orioles can hang on and see if the Braves, see if the two front runners make it all the way to the end. And I know a lot of people will be watching that tomorrow. Kind of weird. No, then there was no baseball yesterday and no baseball today. They'll start it up again tomorrow. And then we'll have the NCAA college football going strong tomorrow. A lot of good games coming up there, top 25. Anybody you're pulling for in college ball, Kyle?
Well, I can't say that definitively, but I would follow NFL a little more closely. But I know that it's very competitive at the college level, and certainly I know a lot of people are paying very close attention to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. Georgia will have a test tomorrow. Kentucky's looking real good. Now they're like 20th. They're going to give Georgia everything they have, especially being an SEC contest. And, Texas and Oklahoma is always a big game. That'll start off tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So everybody can go watch that. And Florida State will take on Virginia Tech at 3:30. And then for all our friends up there in Ohio, Ohio State will take on Maryland at 12 also. And then Notre Dame and Louisville. We'll see if Louisville is looking good this year. If they can give Notre Dame a game at 7:30. And then USC, on your neck of the woods, Kyle, will be taking on Arizona with the front runner right now for the Heisman Trophy, Caleb Williams. Nope, it's been a long time since somebody's won back-to-back, but this kid has a shot to do it. So we'll see if he can make it happen.
Very interesting, yes.
You know, so, and then you have Miami Hurricanes taking on Georgia Tech tomorrow at 8 p.m. on the ACC network. So that covers a lot of the main players for tomorrow. I don't want to forget about Washington State at UCLA. Now, if they can beat UCLA, that's going to put them looking real good in the Pac-12. So it's going to be a fun year. A lot of teams haven't lost yet, and a lot of good teams only at one loss. So we're going to get to the heart of the schedule here now. As soon as you get into the, you know, first week of November and through October, pardon me, then we'll see what happens. So.
Indeed. Well, like, for example, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, for example, I mean, if you had to make predictions before that injury, you would think, well, this is going to happen a certain way, or at least has a distinct possibility of doing so. But we could get further into the NFL season and trying to make predictions about, well, who's going to go all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, it, some other event could occur, just like we saw with Aaron Rodgers, and puts him out for the season.
No question. Injuries are such a big part of the game. It can really change the whole complexion of it. You know, John Gruden made a great statement a long time ago with the NFL. Now they went to 17 games, but you can still use the parameters. You know, you do blocks to four games, okay? If you do that, you'll be in good shape. You want to try to go 3-1 each four block, no worse than 2-2. And, you know, some teams have done that and some haven't, okay, to start the year. Can you make a comeback? Yeah, they've done a lot of number crunching. You start out, you know, 1-4, the chances of making the playoffs are, you know, 12%. You know, start out 0-4, 5%. So that's some ideas of what you can think or try to predict down the future. I tell you one thing I don't like to predict is playing with people's insurance, Kyle. Okay,
exactly. Sure.
Do it. You know, you got to do things the right way for the right reasons. Use the correct numbers. Be safe out there. I can tell the folks listening right now, if you've bought an annuity in the last 3 to 5 years and your financial individual has not called you, okay, you're probably leaving money on the table. Interest rates have changed. Bonuses have changed. You know, a lot of things have changed out in the marketplace. It would behoove you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Or if you're more, you know, techie, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And just go to the website, schedule an appointment with me, you know, and we'll get together and see how I can be of assistance. Or, again, give me a call at 813-966-1052. You know, I help out the veterans. I help out civilians all the time. It's just something I enjoy doing. There's a lot of things you should really take a look at least 1 hour a year. Just, you know, you plan to watch a football game for 3 to 4 hours, but you won't plan, you know, your insurance or financial needs for an hour, you know. So that doesn't make sense to me. So please. Give me a call, Patrick Conlon, at 813-966-1052. I want everybody to be safe this weekend, do a random act of kindness. Please check out the show from 11 to 12, The Sports Zone, on AM 860. Or you can stream it. I have a lot of people calling me that say, hey, I get your show on the Internet. I stream you. I'm like, wow, very cool.
Very cool indeed, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's funny how things have changed, Kyle, since, you know, we were kids. So
that's
it's cool. It's cool, and our kids are into it, and that's what it's all about. Kyle, always a pleasure. God bless you. Joe Weaver, doing a great job producing the show. You're doing a great job, you know, giving the folks good information, and I hope I can do the same for them. So
Thank you, Patrick.
Have a great weekend, sir, and I'll talk to you on Monday, sir. Thank you.
Talk to you on Monday. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Yes, our AM 860 compatriot there. And, yes, it's been a great show, and I really appreciate Patrick very much. I always learn a lot when Patrick comes on. A lot of, you know, I'm focused a lot on baseball. My son played baseball. Little League, he played up, and he played in high school as well. And he's a huge baseball fan. He also keeps me informed about the world of baseball, but I enjoy talking with Patrick so much. And, folks, I also enjoy talking with you as well. This show is very unique. This is something that happens in the overnight in America. We're talking news and politics, current events, breaking news, and we're so glad that you're along for the ride with us. And, once again, my name is Kyle Warren. I want to say thank you, yes, to Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to everybody at AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station, for all their support. And, of course, thanks to GCN. Folks, take care out there. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you then Monday. Take care.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.